Aid trucks need to move to Gaza as quickly as possible, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said at the Egyptian side of the Rafah crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt on Friday.
We have seen so many trucks loaded with water, with fuel, with medicines, with food. Exactly the same thing that are needed on this side of the wall.
He called for a meaningful number of trucks to enter Gaza every day and for verifications of aid to be done in a way that is practical and expedited. Egypt has so far refused to open its border to Palestinians fleeing Israel's bombardment of the Gaza Strip following the October 7th attack by Hamas militants on civilians and soldiers in southern Israel. As Henry Ridgewell reports, Egypt is wary of allowing thousands of refugees to cross the frontier.
Egypt, for now, is not allowing Palestinians to cross the border to escape Gaza into the relative safety of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians fled their lands in past conflicts with Israel. Many have never been allowed to return. Egypt and much of the Arab world fears the consequences of Palestinians once again fleeing Gaza. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Protesters have gathered at Iraq's border crossing with Jordan to show solidarity with Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and call for an end to Israel's blockade. While in Indonesia's capital, demonstrators marched from several mosques to the heavily guarded U.S. embassy to denounce American support for Israel and demand an end to Israeli airstrikes. This is VOA News. The U.S. commitment to Ukraine has become a central question ahead of a meeting between U.S. President